cintamu. Hidupku kembali.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Jakarta Provincial Government through its operator PT Transportasi Jakarta or Transjakarta hosted 500 independence fighters from Indonesian Veterans Legion on a complimentary city bus tour on August 10, 2025 to mark this year's National Veterans Day. Reported by AntaraNews.com, the celebration began with a parade from the National Monument to the Hotel Indonesia Runabout, where the veterans boarded 10 Transjakarta buses headed to Pantai Indah Kapuk area. Ayu Wardani, the head of Transjakarta's public relations department, said her company is very glad and proud to have the opportunity to take the veterans on a city tour, highlighting how their sacrifices contributed to Jakarta's progress. The West Pasaman District Government in West Sumatra is optimizing agricultural land to boost rice production in the region. Currently, around 500 hectares of land spread across 5 sub-districts have been prepared for optimization, funded by the Ministry of Agriculture with a budget of 2.3 billion rupees or over $140,000. Dorisan Ismail was Pasaman Food Crops and Horticulture Head in Simpang Empat on Sunday, as reported by Antara, said land optimization is essential to improve land or fields and irrigation channels so that the water flows smoothly. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Segala lembaran indah cinta dahulu telah sinar. Semua yang terjadi biarlah sudah, meski hati ini menunggu. Aku takut kehilanganmu.
RA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Detak suara ku dengar ada di seberang sana. Ku hampiri suasana pesta. Rasanya aku ini ikut berdansa. Tatan dengar lunan musiknya.
step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Hi VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Librasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. This song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Librasi. Happy listening!
Rencana selamanya.
You're still tuned to LRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And listener, we know that plastic can be very, 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 very helpful for everybody. We know we are using it to replace at that time in the 90s. We heard that using paper can be harmful because we are cutting down trees, so we move on with something else. But later, plastic is now the problem. But then again, we got to know what kind of impact the plastic waste has against the environment, especially the marine one. And then what should we do? Here is an explanation and recommendation by Associate Program Officer in Plastic Pollution and Marine Litter of COPSI Secretariat, Anna Kumarasamy.
Plastic pollution impacts ecosystems on a massive scale. In COPSI, we specifically work on protecting and sustainably developing the marine environment. We also focus on some of the most vulnerable habitats, including coral reefs and mangroves. Mm-hmm. We also more broadly know that plastics can be ingested by mammals, fish, birds, both by having toxic and mechanical effects. So we have all seen pictures of kind of turtles with straws in their nose, or plastic can connectors restricting animal movements. Mm-hmm. So these are just some ways that plastics are impacting the environment. But as you mentioned, like, these are happening also on many different scales. Yeah, so I think we really need to move towards a circular economy approach. So mm-hmm. looking at the whole life cycle of plastic, what this means is looking at product design, production, how we use plastics, and how we dispose of plastics in a way that really does not harm the environment. So that means looking at all of these different stages and how we can reduce plastic entering the environment in different ways.
And the complete conversation about this is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
percaya. Tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya. Tak masuk logika. Tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya. Ku percaya. Tak masuk logika. Percaya, padamu ku percaya. Tak masuk logika.
Tak masuk logika.
Padamu ku percaya. Tak masuk logika.
Kak Bas, kata-katanya dong hari ini.
Satu kata buat sahabat bangsat.
Where there is a new tourist attraction called Little Ranch Sidomukti, which is worth visiting. Little Ranch provides countryside farm with assortments of farm animals like Texel sheep, Arabian chicken, rabbits, horses, goats, etc., complete with the meadows and dens. The atmosphere will make you feel like you are in a European-like farm. Even the barns and dens, known as red barns, are made to resemble those of foreign wine. This attraction is 4 to 6 kilometers away from Bandungan Square, Semarang city center, and can be reached in 20 minutes driving. Little Ranch Sidomukti is open daily from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The entrance fee starts from 25,000 rupiah per person or around $1.6. Entering the ranch, you will feel the cool highland atmosphere plus the view of foggy mountain range. Here you can feed the animals, ride the horses, stroll around with scooters, electric bikes, and even an all-terrain vehicles. And don't forget to taste the food at the cafe near the farm. To enjoy the farm scenery, there is a bridge and tower where you can take pictures. Listener, there is a new feature at Little Ranch Sidomukti with Go Green concept called Scooter Explore the Village. This facility enables you to stroll around and enjoy the village-like scenery with environmental-friendly vehicle. Besides, there is educational tour linear to the Merdeka curriculum. The Merdeka curriculum includes a curriculum structure focusing on the essential materials that gives flexibility for teachers to teach according to the students' needs and characteristics. The educational tour offered at Little Ranch Sidomukti are farming, gardening, and professional learning for school children.
Maafkanlah semua salahku. Jika ini yang buatmu tinggalkanku, dengarkan aku, jangan menyerah dulu. Tak mau kehilanganmu. Tetaplah di sini denganku. Ku tak ingin kau berpaling dahulu. Ku takut bila kamu bertemu selainku. Tak mau, ku tak mau. Coba kita ulangi lagi, mulai dari awal lagi. Di mana salahku?
kasihmu, memberikanmu senap cintaku untukmu. Cinta saling percaya, cinta saling setia selamanya.
Thank you for listening to The Voice of Indonesia by using RRI Digital Mobile App. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest news video. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and even live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Halo pagi yang indah, dengarkanlah sebentar saja. Sudah kurencanakan hari ini, aku yang punya. Takkan ku terganggu, takkan ku mengeluh. Masih banyak cinta.
You'll be listening to the story about Galunggung bringing blessing right after a disaster. Apparently, blessing appears. So, stay tuned on RRI Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
gitu kan.
I looked down and it
pas
was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Selasa, only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Senin, Selasa, Rabu,
Thursday evening, Rabu, the big eruption happened.
Tapi dari Senin, Selasa,
so on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Dan mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow, smoke, and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was perpetually collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots, 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens.
Suatu tanaman.
If we dig suatu the content of galunggung dust, there is volcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant's growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its premium. Product was normal.
Ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang cukup memuaskan.
The product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also
tidak
better.
Percaya itu merek
galunggung rice
beras
which is produced from galunggung water.
Di supermarket mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Generally,
the soaking rice can produce much if used fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
Itu we produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tens of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. They are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
Ton, kalau lagi bagus,
Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safulo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Kini bersabarkan datang hari, meskipun ku lelah, aku takut kamu tak mengerti cara ku sampaikan rasa ini. Kamu tak mengerti, ajarkan aku tuh bisa dapat ungkapkan rasa, agar kamu kan percaya begitu ku butuh cinta. Kembali lagi terulang, tergores hatiku ini setelah lama menyimpan rasa ini terlalu dalam, terlalu dalam. Ajarkan aku tuh bisa dapat ungkapkan rasa, agar kamu kan percaya begitu ku butuh cinta. Ajarkan aku tuh bisa dapat merangkai kata, agar kamu kan dengarkan bibirku katakan cinta.
hati, caraku sampaikan rasa ini. Kamu tak mengerti. Sendiri takut gagal terus begini.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mega pun tak cukup merah.